This sunny Sunday morning, I had a look at Facebook. I had a look to see if anybody had mentioned me or sent a response to a comment or a post that I'd put on Facebook. And after I'd finished scrolling through the few of those that were there and perhaps even leaving an additional comment myself, I had a look, for some reason, at the list of people who had sent me Facebook requests and who I'd never either deleted or agreed to be their friend. My policy, if you like, is that when somebody sends me a Facebook request, I often look to see who they are. If they're a member of Toastmasters, I know that they share some values with me, the values of integrity, respect, service and excellence, and that we might very well have met at a Toastmasters meeting. So I friend them. But if they are not members of Toastmasters, or don't mention Toastmasters, or don't show images that are concerned about public speaking, communicating important ideas, I do nothing. So this morning I did something unusual. I saw that there was somebody, we'll just call her Sally, whose name I didn't recognize at all. And I clicked on her, and I found the most wonderful collection of images, Buddhist images, or images of Buddhist thoughts. And I thought, I like all this, these thoughts that are being communicated. And I followed her, or I befriended her. And then I went back up and I saw that, oh, that person hasn't requested to be my friend. It's another Sally, same name, first and surname. And I thought, oh, Paul, you silly twit. I had a look at the second Sally and I didn't find the second Sally as attractive. You know, it didn't hook my interest. So I didn't friend a second one. And then I decided I'll go back and I'll have a look at what the Sally number one, what attracted me. And the images that she was sharing were all from a site called Buddhism. So I went to this site, Buddhism. It's on Facebook. And I scrolled down and practically every single message that was being communicated by Buddhism, I loved. I thought, oh, yes. Oh, that would make me a better person. Oh, I like that. Oh, I recognize myself. A whole variety of things. There was no conflict between me and the communication that was coming my way. Everything resonated with me. And I thought, wow, some of these images are so wonderful that I'm going to copy them. So I did. I did a screenshot of some of them. I think about three of them. But then I was left with a question. Paul, is it possible, without knowing it, that Buddhist thought is where you would find your most satisfying resonance? You know, is that where I should dig a bit more into Buddhist thought? And I'm fresh from this realization or this question. So I'm not at all sure. One of the things that I really liked about it I mean, just one small thing that's stuck in my memory is the idea that it's not by what you say. It's not what you say that characterizes you. It's what you do. Now, that's a very crude paraphrase of something that was much more attractively phrased in one of the images. But it has, of course, got me thinking about how do I behave? How do I behave? Yes. Do I forgive people? Do I stop having relationships with people when they deplete me? Yes, all of these things are going on my mind this morning. But I'm ever so glad that I made that mistake over who Sally was. Sally was somebody recommended to me by an algorithm and who I wouldn't normally have looked at all. There we are. Unexpected surprises can come at any time. Even when you're down in the kitchen, just meandering through Facebook. Back to the studio.